Darkness, Nature, PAP 22795, BAV 71395. Everything hurts. Why does my brain not work right? Because I was born wrong. Nothing on earth can save me. Never-ending pain religion won't save. I feel like shit because I missed the gym on a Saturday. Again, fuck me. I guess I'm not as near as consistent as you. Her, the internet, a dangerous place. It's all a lie. Scammers, cheating motherfuckers, stay the fuck away from all of them, pieces of shit. Motherfuckers are everywhere, clever plus crafty in their own stupid way, ruin lives by emotional stress. Money is filthy when it's stolen, not earned. Waste your time, liars. Red flag shits. If it's too good to be true, it's scumbags. Make transactions complicated. Use someone else's identity. Copy plus paste email confirmations. More than two-step with money transfers. Asking for money, e.g. refunds. If I pay 200, you pay 100. Negotiation. Using a different profile picture than picture post socials. Each step in the process is trying to take more money from you. Use a different email address than the name. Pressure you to give them money. Write fake checks with the wrong company name. Fake emails confirming you applied to have an interview but no number of the company to call. Using Google Meet Chat plus not employercompany.com. Shady but complicated things about money plus it should not be complicated. Shady communication. Jobs, job searches, commissions, socials, emails, TV contests. If I ever cry all day, it's because I need your love. 11-5-23 PAPAPP. If I'm sad all day, that means I need your... I just want your love. Hurt too much, X. I hurt too bad. Too many tears, X. Want to die, Aiden. I hurt bad enough and long enough and I want, need to die. No love, no brown girls. I hate life. The internet is dangerous. People scam all for money. Money is filthy. Independence is impossible. My autism. People pretend they like me, then block, delete, erase me. But scamming fuckers would copy, chase me, like they do to just about everything. I hurt just about every way possible of a mental condition from anything possible. This love, no brown girls, no love. I am nothing. Brown love is the most beautiful ex-kindix. This love will never end. This love for you will never end until I am up in heaven when hurt is no more and I can love you and be in no more pain in that new place. I love you. Audrey is not my name, but when you say it, I am just as the little one I was back then. I can be a kid again with you, alongside you, even if I can't really be with you. Aiden, Audrey, love until there is no real love you, the loudest spirit to be heard, the most loving ever known, and everyone can hear it loud and clear. Must know love once they meet you. You know love and love gives back. You give your heart, yet keep it safe and share it to those who you feel all need it. All the same, I love you, I love you, I love you. I feel pain, whatever room feels to your vibe. How bright you love shines. My eyes hurt, because I'm in so much pain, XXX. I need you, Lauer love. If you can't see me who I am, that's okay. I'm better off dead. Can't have you lose you. May never have you maybe. Your love is so beautiful that it hurts, because the love you give are those you treasure plus love. Your best love you give full commitment is your love itself. It's everything I can't have, XX. Everything hurts, XXX1, 1923. I look in all the wrong places, but when you pop into my eyes, I'm in a place where reality does not exist. Only to dream, I love you, XX. Life is a lie at most, but most of all, your love is real. Above all else, God is love, so are you. Freelance failure, shit. You'll always miss 100% of the shots you don't take. I took all of them and missed 99%. What I shot at. Police logo. No longer could continue, cause the head leader left. American spirits. That internship was total bullshit. Fucking liar. All again, not real. Illustrate book for a client. Finish the book, but not in full color. Never got full product, so was pissed off. First commission, but was all a scam plus a lie. Made logo for my friend Sora Entertainment. One out of four fail. My reality, freelance won't help shit. My mind is creative, brilliant, but a living hell all the same. You give the best hugs, but a strong hug of yours would take a strong connection. Something I am unable to give. I love you. Everything hurts. 11623 longing. The vibrant show was one of the best I've ever seen. Because you were there, plus I got to see you at your best. To see you happy. It feels good to see you be loved, feel love, and give love into the entire atmosphere. There were several loud, vibrant spirits in the air, but yours made my heart scream out because your love is the loudest in my heart. I ache for your face. Sounds lame, but it's true. I am better off watching you from a distance where your love fills the air as the smoke embraces every soul. Feel so high and low at the same time whenever you move around. It's hard to explain. My heart beats loud because of how loud your love is. The only loudness that attracts me. Loud as in vibrant, full of light, sparkling out through your beautiful smile. Seeing you dance, love on your friends, even a stranger. I saw the child I used to know again. The child that knew how to smile, to be funny, to pour out your soul into what you love, who you love the most. It can be overwhelming sometimes. I just can't help it when my heart flutters while you were on the dance floor. It's just how I remember you when you were a child. Your youth is still alive, and that's what I can't escape from. To whomever you love, it's the sweetest child I know that stays young, bearing much fruit. Reach your hand to clasp another, strong like your grip, but soft like your heart. Soft at the touch as your arms went in them. I was twice 4 seconds in total, painfully short. Now I wished it could last forever, if not longer, maybe in another life. Aiden, love cannot be real if my autism is. Love cannot exist or fails to in this realm. Too bad I was loved by your heart to shorten time. I felt like a dream. If there is no love, there is no life. And no life is feeling dead. It's only natural wanting to die. I'm okay with being gone forever. In time, we will be together again in a better place when our time is up in this world. I love you. There is a much better place than being in these bodies forced to live in, even if you like showing yours, taking the wrong body. So I can't wait to get there. I know Sydney is waiting for me. My time is coming soon to leave this realm behind. All my pain and all that I have except you. The world won't have one care in my departure. You'll be just fine without me, gone forever. You always find your way to be happy. Despite darkness or pain, you deserve to be happy and have the here to repel darkness. I can't be happy. I am meant to die, XXX Aiden. Paige, the most beautiful girl, 22795. All I see is you, my thoughts. My heart is yours. Everything of me will be gone only if you remember me, love. Always, Aiden, I yearn for you. P.A.P., I need your love. In all your darkest moments, in all your tears, pain, and all that was against you, I wish I was there for you. Love will find me once my body loses me. I will be whole again. We will be in a perfect world, and our hearts will truly be together again. Our hearts will find each other no longer in pain, no more wounds to heal, because we will become whole. Your body glows soft as an angel down here. You look perfect. Imagine you in heaven. I can't even imagine that. You glow down here, drifts my heart towards the clouds. All your beauty will make all the earth smile. Every growing nature will fill their lungs, breath anew, in full life. So happy they knew your spirit is life plus love. Your body talks to me and my mind tells me I should die. I'm better off unknown, so lost in your spirit I don't expect you to find me. Soon I'll be in a better place, Aiden Pisces woman. All the nature that grows and props her, all the waters pure and sacred, is exactly the place in your heart. That should never be taken for granted. I love you. 2-3-23-1-16-23. I'm so sorry, Nikki. I didn't meant to plan my massacre on the 17th. I'm gonna be a terrible shit for leaving you. How bad my heart hurts. Tomorrow is my last day on Earth. I love you. I am so sorry, Sych. Audrey, Aiden, P.S. Not leaving yet. I couldn't do it. I don't want to ruin your day. I'll wait as planned. 1-17-23, 1-16-23. I got scammed again. I broke my figuring. My outburst was because I can't stop feeling sad, angry, so sad, too much, too long. I hate to leave my animals, my art, my possessions, the only real things to me in this world, and my love. P.A.P. I've been anxious all last week, all day today, stressed. Then I'm told I'm by Uller, by some prideful bitch. No one gets me. Everyone misunderstands autism. Typical. I had my favorite meal, chicken nuggets plus fries. I listened to 1-800-273-82455 times. I want to die, but I hate to leave what I love. Have to live to be with them, but want to be free plus whole in a better place than this. I'm not emo or bipolar, yet a faggot with no lover. I'm scared how it will all turn out when it's over. I'll be gone, and a better place. I can't wait. My faith is weak. God, forgive me. XXX Aiden, I can't wait to see you again, Sid. I'll see you at the Golden Gates. Audrey 327.23, brown girls have the nicest skin, especially yours. To touch it, I'd rather die. I hate my thoughts. Paige, I'm going to kill people tomorrow, someday. Please don't be mad. I'm going to do something so bad tomorrow sometime. It's too sad to even think what you might feel. I'm so sorry. I love you. I just have to die, Aiden. P.S. I think God will enter me in heaven. If I do get there, I'll be waiting for you. All of our pain will leave us. P.S.S. The hairstyle short plus natural was so similar to the one from middle school. It was like seeing you a child again. I like when we were friends. How beautiful you were glowing that night. Having a father in this life is gay. No actual job, no actual responsibility. Drop dead faggot. 11723. Everything makes me sad. I'm sad about everything. I want to say goodbye. P.S. It was too sudden. I am unstable. I hope I feel numb in the days coming. I just couldn't do it. I couldn't leave my animals. As long as it's these numbers. 172321. 1723. I guess I'm a pussy or my anxiety is too high. Can't sleep well. Racing thoughts. I wanted to be there for Nikki on her birthday. I want to do it in February 2, 1723. No birthdays on that day. I'll finish my before death goal list by then. Too sad plus anxious RN. Not enough anger. Guess the time wasn't right yet. It will be. I'll know when it's time. Right now is too much uncertainty. Sick. 1-17-23. Home life is good for the most part. My room is safe. My possessions are real. My animals, my art, art itself in all forms, in many forms, as so is your pages, love, all that I have except you. So life can't be all good if I am in pain all my days. No such thing as better times. Bad times, new and old surface, time after time and worst part of life. I can't feel your face or taste your love, though I know it's sweet, too sweet that I feel sick. I can only watch. So sick that I can't be in your arms longer, tighter, and feel warm. My blood is hot with rage, sadness, it's all I feel, but then to cold. My mind is hell, unwanted thoughts, and my energy dead, numb, or both. What I long for most, your love, Aiden. Without my creativity, my art, my possessions, I am nothing. Sid would want me to be happy, but I can't be. 1-20-23, easy, simple, difficult, complicated, getting a career art job, budgeting money, finding apartments. My brain, it's shining outside, but my heart is black. I pay no rent or bills, still live with parents. Might as well throw me in a retard home. X 125-23. Can't butt sex a beautiful young grown girl with a big ass and small asshole. If I had a penis, it'd be big plus rock hard. Too bad I am a sad boy born with a puny vagina. Everything hurts. 119-23, Cindy is gone, but my fucking dad is alive. It should be the other way around. X, X, X. Everything hurts. X. Father is delusional. Tells me it gets better plus better old man. You're full of shit. You don't feel good every damn day, faggot fucking regression to asshole like grandma. Burden, waste. Everything good contradicts you. A terrible feeling to know I am nothing of the gender I was born of. I am the most unhappy boy alive. I wish to be dead. X 2623. Everything hurts. I will be of no use of love for any girl if I don't have what they need. Boys, body, male, gender. I think of death a lot because I think of you. PAP 13123. The saddest part will be leading everything I love behind. Family, mom, plus Scott art, possessions, creativity, animals, nature, they are all real. The only things real in this life that is all a lie, but also include real love. Everything about you, PAP, everything hurts. X, 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 my brain, this life. 2723, I need my brain for creative and to live out my passions. I need my brain to survive. It functions on basic science of physics plus cells to help me breathe, eat, smell, sleep, move, yet cognitively my neurons don't work right. It just processes information differently to people so much. I think differently. I've always been different. A lot of people run away from my difference like it's the plague or something. They slate me because of my brain that I think different, say words that make no sense to the neurotypical minds of others. My brain makes me smart, plus brilliant imaginatively, creatively, but all the while makes me suffer every day. Why did God make me this way? I feel wrong. I was born wrong. I'm told that I have the wrong perspective of think wrong ideas about my reality of life. But how I think affects me every opportunity possible to be happy. I can't be consistent with anything since I left school and since Sid died. All my efforts feel meaningless. meaningless because I don't work enough, don't make enough, don't do enough. I can't sleep right. I can't eat right. My brain taunts me. My thoughts are a never-ending abyss, a dark one. I'm not eating 3 meals a day like I'm supposed to, not on the job search like I'm supposed to. Artist, I've been doing well at preparing myself to die in all the wrong areas. It's my only way to do good. I want to die. This life is so difficult for me to accept or even think over. People have trouble accepting me in their lives because I'm difficult to understand. I'm just too different. I have to have friends like Nikki. She is all I have to share everything, and she doesn't isolate me to hang out plus do things. She keeps me. The closest thing to Nick was Sid. Sid kept me. Sid understood me when no one else did or could. She would comfort me, plus knew without me saying a word. Their kind in my mind was exceptionally rare friend because she did see me as rare. Well, I'm much more rare than people think or know. She knew that too. 1% of that reality for me. And in that, I was someone forever to someone, felt appreciated because I was able to exist through her mind at that time. I will exist if people love me genuinely, not use me, or choose to ignore my rarity. If they ever wish to see, I'd have more friends. But I don't. I tried. I'm doing trying. I want to be done with everything. I'm 27. My youth is resting in the abyss. I want to take a rest with it, with all my dreams. My dreams cannot be here, so I must die. But I feel too bad, hurt too much, sad all the goddamn time. Either I have too much bitch-ass estrogen, or I'm just a sad, lonely boy. Relentless, ongoing, everyday sadness. Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh. Plus, I would relate on so many levels. I belong in the imaginary world where I exist, plus those characters exist. My perspective of my brain, my brilliance to see their brilliance. I'd be happy anywhere but Earth to be stuck in a body that is destined to rot someday. I hope that day is soon. I have no one to talk to, no one of more than one. I talk to myself. I'm with myself all the time. I can only see what people share on a public level. Levels of deep private connection I will never have in this realm. I only observe, and they have things I don't have and wish I had. I have things others don't have. Human existence will never seek full contentment. I know hard work will earn dreams. I don't want a free golden star to an opportune new life. I just want another life beyond the real. My one ticket out on railroad, the afterlife. God damn it, how trapped I am in myself that can't get along or understand how life should or could work plus to it on my own. I can't hear a suggestive perspective. Tell me how I should change mine. It's not of my nature. It's simple. Yet everything to me of adult life sucks, more complicated than it should be. Death is simple, natural for to think cause. My brain isn't. No one seemed to notice me. The real me. All of my good plus no bad. If I can't exist here, I exist somewhere else, anywhere but here. Here is where there is nature animals plus creativity. Those forms see me, I appreciate them. I just don't exist anywhere else. I feel so sad. What makes the world full of shit is clones full of people that are meaningless shits. X, I don't care if I died tomorrow. Fuck my existence. Everyone know anyone X. IDC. If people die, as I am the shooter because I am going to die to X. I kill to die. I would have made more money since my second job, but my brain thought it'd be better to die. My efforts lose effort. Consistency. Life. Temporary won't last. My only true motivation equals mass suicide plus death. White nothing. Poor people resent this shit. My parents aren't rich. They work hard for their money, so I didn't end up homeless. Yet I still feel bad. Cursed to be looked down up. It'd be better to be average plus have friends. The most brilliant people suffer the most and are the most isolated from everything they love. Aiden 2723. Brain white privilege. Embrassment of self me. No one. No one. Anyone. Someone one. Reality. Meaning lesser. I'm better as dirt for world's sake. Nature will be more in place. My dead body will help the earth grow. My existence is meaningless soul. Who will five a fuck about a future to be shooter like me? People's perspective. My soul worth nothing, but my dead body will be worth more. XXX Aiden 2923. Major blow to girls. I am a boy that has no penis. XXX death, rebirth, life, death, infinity. Nature's cycle. Death, infinity equals happiness. The thing is, for it to be better, it takes commitment to live. But problem is, I don't fucking want to. I don't care about living. My breath, death will be my way to find a better life. Infiate happiness, curse first soul suffered of life given, ready to leave the world. P.A.P. I love you, plus Brit, plus Nick, and fuck everybody else. No, really, I'm gonna die, no matter what. 2:10:23, Aiden, being me sucks. It shouldn't be a problem getting up at 7 every morning, but unfortunately for me it is. I've missed several morning orders this week. I missed 3 today. God, why? I hate myself for not making myself get up. It's money going to someone else who actually works consistently, plus gets more consistent pay. Not me. The morrow of life is hollow. I swallow bones instead, because I'd rather die hard than try to live better life while suffering to do so. I repeat my same patterns. Can't sleep routinely or eat or stick to be more strict on myself. Do I really not give a fuck? I hate waking up that I'm still here, but no one gives a fuck if I am. No one will think my life meant something after I die. No one by no friends but who are around my age or 3 years older. None of this shit will matter to them once I'm dead. If I don't care myself to live, then no way they will even notice when I'm gone. It meant nothing to them alive. It won't after death. Sure as fuck. White nothingness. Aiden 2:10:23. My existence. If they don't care, why should I seize the day? Suck the marrow out of life. Me. Give the marrow to the birds, animals. They deserve to live. Smash up the bones with a mallet of death. Plus me choke myself with X. I, X. This bastard has no idea what love is. Neither do I. Fuck it. 2:13:23. Dad problems. Turn the other way like I'm not here. I'm right here. I hate when my dad loves on the cats. Not me. Faggot. He never once loved on me for years. Maybe like ever. As a child, maybe. I hate his old cranky man existence. All cranky, good for nothing, mentally ill men should die. They're all useless pieces of shit. Waste of life. Waste of time. Waste of human population. Dad just takes me space for all I know. Dried out. Hollow. Says negative shit all the time. Like he's a loser. I hate movies like this. I don't care. Well, guess what? You're a loser. I hate you. Life, you. I don't care if you die. I want to kill you. Dad is not real. Everything hurts. 2:14:23. No one could love me. I have no one to lose. Infamy is in another dimension. I will find love once I leave this place. I have Valentine's Day. Mom is the only love I have. Everything hurts. Fuck, getting old, all that BS. It's infamous to die young. Dying young is my destiny. I make no impact. All my success was overrooming my darknesses. Now I embrace them. They think it's wrong, but with it I know myself. No one knew. No one knows me. This life, reality. College was the only normal to achieve. My death will mean nothing. With all my creativity, I am useless, plus meaningless to society. And I hate society because society ignores to see me. I'm a queer. I am meant to die. Aiden XPAP, you are infinite. Society plus politics are scum in this world that nature should wipe clean. Oh, no way. You don't compare scum versus you. No way. It can't compete to your level, who you are, your spirit, your face. Your smile makes the world smile because you make the world beautiful. All of what nature brings of good. The animals, the trees, the birds. Pure water plus the earth. All in harmony. All stop plus stare. Watch. Listen when your name is heard. I love you, Aiden. In harmony. In spirit, when your face smiles, the sun smiles with you, and all the earth sings, your love makes the world go round. 2:17:23, 2:20:23. So now in America, it makes one a criminal to have a gun, or be transgender, or non-binary. God, I hate those shithead politicians. Anyone who puts funding into government or presidency companies are totally brainwashed if they knew how crummy it's been. If it's not everyone in the White House making criminalizing laws, it's someone scheming. And whoever he, she, they may be, they are not American, plus have no care in the world about what land of the free means. Whatever fucker is taking away human rights and not of a human at all, just a robot. Soon this goddamn country will turn out no fun like England or Europe. No guns, no gender rights, no freedom of speech or pursuing or radical ideas, no mischief. You can't even carry a knife in England. Fucking pussies. And just forget about the Disability Liability Act. Good luck finding or keeping a job with all that, because no one will. Disabled have rights. Civil races have rights. LGBTQ have rights. Gun owners have rights. Landowners own property. People have guns. Disabled people have the right to medical treatment and have trouble adapting to society. It's just you talking airheads. Don't recognize or ignore it. Our rights are there for a reason. So-called America's name. So now because of you, I wish death on myself. caused of the pure hatred of my female gender with no rights. Anyone's country is a shitty dictatorship. 2-18-23, covenant was closed yester. I guess it was because of the weather. Die. Rights only to those whom are angels, PAP, or supremes. Aiden, me, everyone else must die. Clones. Human nature to kill. Humans kill humans and themselves. Animals kill animals. Bugs kills bugs. Destructions, reconstruction. Repeat. Live, death, repeat, nature, infinity. 2-21-23, I was called woman, lady, and ma'am, all in the same day. I hate everything about my gender. Everything hurts, a bad equation of life. Dad equals fag plus mentally ill. Abnormal plus Jones disease plus health problems. Cranky all the fucking time equals miserable fuck. Should be put out of its misery. Hate society. Love PAP world nature, but it sucks to live. Infinite nature equals infinitely overrules the lines of bad and good. Temporary or to completely change via of nature equals manipulation of nature, healing good or bad, to lessen nature's power. Deconstruction, reconstruction, nature, change, racism, civil rights, gay killings, LGBTQ rights, poverty, food banks, asylums, disabilities act, sex, safe sex, AIDS, medical care, gun violence, gun laws, pollution, WWF, politics, the Constitution, death, life. The worst thing about living is life itself. Life is life into the F-fuck living lie me. Nature, porn, sex, murder, queer, loner, love, hate a god, open mind, isolation, a neurotypical, a sexual fantasies, death, will, save me, XXX page, I love you, it all hurts, 29L, male brain, my autism, 22123, I was actually identified as a male today, and it felt right, but embarrassed of my female body, I should not be in this body, a drawing of a sad person with what might be a chain coming from her arm, the guy who runs the comic shop is cool, and he even has friendly customer service skills, he really knows his stuff and treats all the guys fairly, I like being called bud, bro, and man, it just feels as directed 100% accurate to how who I am as a guy inside. If only all other men plus boys could see me that way, that my body doesn't make me a female, 100% more like 5 to none. Sometimes people do identify me right away as a he, since I am smaller and look younger than others my age, it helps. But when I'm called a lady or ma'am, damn it, it makes me not want to exist. The body in me exists only to me. I'm just damn tired of being called plus identified by a gender I am not at all. At least I don't have big boobs or a butt, but yet I hate having boobs at all. They might have grown just a bit, plus I want to die. Aiden, 29R22623, tomorrow I will see my beautiful brown girl at the happiest she has ever been, and she deserves it most.
Two drawings of a microphone next to a stylized Avriana with a subtitle, The Personality. A heart with flowers and PAP, I love you, your light amidst my darkness in it.
30L,
a drawing of a female body splitting open and a man with a penis flying out, which transforms into a butterfly that flies away.
The cocoon of my old self will die when I leave my body behind, and the boy in me will be free. In my butterfly transformation, the real me, if God won't give me a boy body in heaven, then Jesus is a faggot. 30R22823, I look behind this bastard, plus it was so disgusting. I lost my appetite. I felt sick looking at it. That ugly flannel that looks ugly on it, and its hair was the nastiest, ugliest hobo head I've ever seen on it. This faggot is so goddamn ugly, and I'll be damned I had to look at this miserable fuck for 10 years. Disgusted with that, like disgusting being in a female body, makes me think about dying. What is pure ugly, and then seeing what is pure beauty? She is the most beautiful girl that I ever laid eyes on. No other woman has touched my heart more than her. The times I have seen her in person, how I feel like dying, because I die to be a part of that kind of love, a love amongst the rarest through my heart's desire. But my heart knows that I can't be with her or have any close connection. At least she would be able to talk to me a couple seconds, look in her eyes, look in mine, and her hands that are gentle at the touch, kind plus sweet. It makes me shrivel plus shake in this cocoon, much desire to rest plus be released, so I can be a butterfly plus transformed in another dimension. For all this time of shaking inside to her, all my inner butterflies of her will fly away with me, son. A love never known, Aiden. 31L.
A drawing of a cross.
umbrella. Death day DD32723. In less than 26 days, my final day, death day, will finally await me. I can't wait. 32123, nature needs enigmas. I am one. Thank God. I will feel much better with a bastard who needs fathers. Definitely not me.
A drawing of a person with glasses and spiky hair. A cloud above with escape written next to it. 31R3223. A drawing of a heart with flowers connected to squiggles.
February the 27th was a beautiful night, just like my brown girl. She looked so beautiful that night, I couldn't take my eyes off her. Call it lust or pervertedness, I know who I am attracted to, and I can't unchange that. It's like my soul is spellbound to her spirit or something. It has to be her personality. Personable plus the way she connects with people makes her so likable. It's why she has a whole team of supporters and why she's loved the way she is. I just wish I was more a part of it. So many aspects I love about her. Physical plus spiritual. The two mingle perfectly together in harmony. Yes, she's just as beautiful with her heart than her body. But for the life of me, I cannot help but gaze into her beauty. Her arms, her back, her hips, her lips, her hands, every part of her I desire to latch onto. So when her hand laid onto me after the show, it's being touched by an angel. But my problem is living in hell. My mind, my body is a prison. Anything that triggers it or stimulates it only makes things worse. She made history that night, even if she was nervous and her back felt clammy. Only natural to sweat with having a first live show, and she's still beautiful. She knows who she is, and all the rest of the world in time will too. She's famous to me, a star to many. Little does she know how we will soon share the same fate. She will live a legend, and I will die a shooter. Hopefully to be infamous, I will make history too. No one will forget, neither of us. She will be the blessing, and I will be the horror to inflict pain. XX Aiden, 32 L April of 99, the year Columbine BNK was born, 4-20-1999, 4-17-23, the year Aiden was born, 3-27-23.
Drawing of umbrella cross, person with glasses crossed out.
A day without a father will be a better day, 32R-38-23. I need a trans doctor. This female gender role makes me want to not exist, to be completely gone in physical form. Off the face of the earth died Aiden.
Large stylized letters, something flying off into clouds.
My therapist now is the best I could get for help. My autism.
Drawing of puzzle pieces and a frowny face.
33 Dear Paige, aren't parents manipulative? It's total ignorance when parents step in plus try to change to your child's environment. Make them go to youth group plus force Christian friends in fear life just because the old ones were a bad influence. I can't fucking stand that shit. Parents actually believe religion can change nature. That could explain why I don't practice religion anymore. Let kids think for themselves. Listening to parents does no damn good but to mold fear premature minds into a pre-formatted program. Likes clothes do. The very manipulative forms teens hate and rebel too. Kids are not robots. We are the future. That's how it meant to be. Two idea, one mind that all nature needs. You did life the way you wanted to. It was 100% your heart's desire. Needs no one else but you that planned it. Why I admire you so independent. So young, me young too. And what I desire, to die plus be with you. My ultimate plan thought no one else but me. I am who I am. Am. You are who we are. Nature is pure in it. It's raw form. 3-11-23. My imaginary penis. My penis exists in my head. I swear to God I'm a male. I think about sexual fantasies about how if my dick was real, I'd fuck the girl I love in the ass. I want to know what that's like, but I never will because I was damned to be born this way. I swear to fuck I hate it so goddamn
indecipherable.
It's a fucking curse. Having a brain like mine has its godliness, but also prone to making poor ass decisions, like putting my Aiden name while filling out paperwork for Instacart Plus. Now my BG check didn't clear Plus. I'm possibly not gonna get the job. Fuck me, man. Mom just says I'm young and young people make mistakes. But with me, it's painfully more than that. With being autistics and waste time all the time, myself, people, Drenthe itself. And the biggest shit, the torture of being raised a girl and actually believed I just had to deal with it and tried to be feminine. But that didn't last long after high school ended. Plus, no longer I had to fear being called a dyke or a faggot. It was only until my early 20s I finally found the answer that changing one's gender is possible. But oh, fucking no, not with my mother. What she believes, how she grew up conservatively, and that LGBTQ, especially transgender in her era, was an enigma, an illness, or nearly non-extent. I might have told her once I wish I was a boy when she made me put my shirt back on as a kid, but would say your you're a girl and that how you were born. That's how God made me. Some kind of bullshit like that. It made me made because being a boy as a kid was when I felt most like myself. A bare flat chest made me free, but puberty imprisoned me, and so does my mind. Puberty's life sentence. The people in this world adds more bullets to shoot violent thoughts into my head on full auto. I hate parental views. Now my mom sees me as a daughter, and she'd not bear to want to loose that daughter because a son would be the death of Audrey. 34, my imaginary penis. Pain of losing a daughter. That's not pain, that's selfishness. Just like any rest of the parents with that mindset. They are all full of shit. How could they not ever think of their own child suffering and that they hate their gender so bad they cut plus want to kill themselves? Fucking parents like them who think of themselves first and their preference of conservative religion. Gay shit makes them believe that the child they're given should stay that way and how they prefer them to be. Even if transgender treatment was discovered and tested during my time, I know how the situation would have turned out. My mother would not have paid a cent. Children who are able to successfully take puberty blockers and never enter a tortured puberty, those little faggots don't know how good they fucking have it. I'd kill to have parents who would let their child be happy, no matter how different it is to fear viewpoints or don't agree or scared of it. They are willing to listen to their children, not the other way around. I'd kill to have had those resources. 2007 was the birth of puberty blockers, a newfound discovery of treatment of non-conforming transgender children. 2007 was when I was in the sixth grade. Puberty already hit me. The only reason I could conclude why it didn't bother me too much is that my boobs were small. I thought they'd stay that way forever. My autistic brain changing body fucked me over now, even if my boobs are still small for the most part. It started with getting new underwear for my big bears, my two tabbies, Lion plus Frog. And there I was thinking of porn and doing surgery on my boy stuffed animals, giving them penises when I got home because thigh middle in section looked like a vagina plus the underwear was slightly too big. No boy should have that. Why not give volume with a nice big cock if flat triangle cut in the leg? If I can't change my appearance, I can pretend how it would be in my imagination of child's play through my stuffed animals, spirit through me. I can pretend to be them, plus do the things boy do, plus experience with fire dicks. My boy self is Tony. My stuffed boy doll is like the boy I am in another form. Since childhood, I constructed for him a penis, then got out my girl doll named Ashley, who is Tony's lifelong boyfriend, to have sex with Tony. Ashley was represented as any dream girl I wish to have in real life. As a child, I liked blonde, white hot girls back then, and Tony is me, having those intimate relationships with a beautiful girl. Tony is a boy, inside and out. Ashley is a girl, inside and out. Two straight lovers who are in full nature of themselves by awareness. I let Tony fuck Ashley in the ass, hard humping and stuff Tony's big penis in aggressively to her asshole. It took several attempts for Tony to put his dick into her vagina because he has a big dick and was even bigger since he had an erection. Finally went in and Ashley cried and moaned for a good 10 minutes. Tony humped slow and gentle from vaginal sex. In but sex, he humped speedily and hard, only grunting with all his strength. Then, after I fucked Ashley for a good 10 minutes, remember Tony is me, then I let her suck his dick and touch his erected penis. After that, they wrapped each other in their arms, plus legs, as a sloth hugging a tree. After love they made, gracefully sat side by side, naked, holding hands, and surrounded by the scattering of their clothes. I took pictures of their sex positions. My imaginary penis was hard for hours, rock hard as a Flintstone. Hours making cloth penises for my boy bears, only to realize I missed the gym because they closed at 7. I was mad already because I had no work that afternoon. Walked around the mall browsing pop t-shirts at Spencer's and got some boots for Tommy. My stuffed lion at Build-A-Bear Workshop. I purchased some stickers at Zombie for my car, and one sticker I got, a stripper booty illustration with dead ass on it. God, I am such a pervert. I waste too much time in my fantasies. 35. Soon I will leave this world. You plus your friends will be just fine. Does it even matter when I am alive? I will regret nothing. I regret nothing in my death. No regrets by the guh. 3/13/23. When it's all said and done, I said my last goodbye to you today. That post was not a post. It was my last suicide note. I'll be dead in 2 weeks. So as much as my heart pours out to you, you no longer will I bother you about how much. I love you. That's not necessary to your heart. Over feeling sad or happy. All pain must end someday, so I must die. None of what my heart went through will matter until I die. The signs will never be 100% clear because how often they go unmissed. I love you, but you can't tell me that. Although I wish you could, I'm sorry. Innocent lives will be taken. Aiden X 36 3/13/23. 2 more weeks. Thank fuck I planned to to die, plan in mind, 327-23, and a plan to hear perfection, life of a virgin fag, no sex in real life, no love in life, resort to cartoon porn, or let my stuffed animals fuck. For 5 years I plan to die. No, I am finally ready to go. Dark abyss, my only existence, maybe, just maybe, you'll give a kiss to me in heaven. God knows I can't get it down here, except one kiss from Deza from 2012. Will I be happy enough as like you, where we won't need love plus affection? I die to know. Literally, Aiden, 37-316-23. That number 10 backpack that looks straight at me from a distance of boys formed around a circle like b-ball boys after practice. Your picture hung up on the wall, you looking straight at me. How was I playing Sid? Am I better than I was? I feel stronger. My short is more confidence. I think of you shooting the bull as you did and pretend I'm in your shoes. I did feel that I was. They were my shoes, but spiritually, since number 2 is your name is imprinted on the back of the soul, it's our she's. So no wonder I felt you more in me, made me feel strong in my passion for ball. Your spirit ever so close to me when I am surrounded by people, places, and objects that were in relation to you. It's weird feeling knowing I never thought about things like this until you passed away. Ever since, my thoughts about death have altered significantly. I think about death every day, plus fascinated, curious with the idea of dying tomorrow. I know it's unhealthy, but I just don't care if it is anymore. All is unknown about work. I know how unhappy I am with all the things I wish I could do. It's too late now. I'm ready to die, Audrey. 3-14-23. I really should not drink more than one Bud Light. It put me in a funk since Sunday. Damn, Sid, I just want to hug you. Hopefully soon once I die. 3-16-23. I thought about you all day, Sid. Anthony's living life. Life best he can. I'm living while I can until it's time. That time is soon, and it needs to be. I've been crying about you all week so far. Anything I do, what I love to do, it brings me back to you. McCabe Community Center I visited since last Saturday, and my heart keeps pulling, plus tugging my mind to go back tomorrow and the next day and so on. I hoped for an hour, worked out in the weight room for an hour plus 20 men, then back to the gym to watch a basketball camp Anthony was coaching. He seems like such a natural teaching about ball, just like you were. Patient, kind, but honest, only to push his players mentally. Basketball is a more mental game rather than physical. Basketball is a lot like life, was what stood out to me as Anuthnee spoke when camp was over. Mixed feelings, not just about the boys playing, but the boys dunking and wishing I was a boy to do that. I watch the boys connecting, plus having fun with dear friends. Reminds me being with you playing ball in middle school. One little boy was crying because two other boys were mean to him. I watched the pain in his face, the tears in his eyes, the way he crumbled into a ball, plus dug his face, and damn it, reminds me, just thinking I was doing just that. And there Paige was, so kind plus good to me that I forget what I was sad about. The protection plus safety I felt around you plus Paige's kids. The coaches lifted the little white boy plus protected him, made sure he was safe just as you did. A black former b-ball girl spoke in a voice that sounded a little like yours. Another black girl who hung out at the center had the eyes plus lips, braces similar to Paige's physical features, plus even showed the personality similarity to Paige. And the backpack, one boy with number 10 on it, 38. I love you, Sid. Number 32, tears, dear Paige, the biggest hurt of them all. I love you, Aiden, 3, 17, 23, 39. Just a ye, not Audrey Elizabeth. I don't like that name. Never did. Never will XXX. I want my massacre to end in a way that Eric plus Dylan would be proud of. People and society will ignore. Staying stable for life is like staying sober. It's not reality. Old ones will return. New dark matters will form. 40 for media, AAE, legal initials, Aiden, illegal name, haha, AE, Hale, Aiden, Hale, 3-23-23, fun day tomorrow, 4 more days, 23-24, 25, 26, 27, X-41, week of DD3, 23-23, OMW to the range and saw a billboard on suicide only meters away from summer gun plus supply. I will use guns in my suicide. Then, after the time in the range, while cleaning my IR, a lady got ricocheted in the leg, plus ankle. I saw the EMTs working on her leg on the floor, plus they took her away on the gurney, foreshadowing on my own massacre. There was blood splatters on the floor, police asking questions to the other people that were in the range. On the way home, I look up at the sky, plus parts of the clouds peeking out sunlight like heaven shining down. Foreshadow of my death, saw sunlight peering clouds twice in a row this week. Are the angels telling Sid I'm gonna die soon? Ha! AEAI Aiden 42 32723. Forgive me, God, this act will be inglorious. Death Day Dark Abyss 32723. Today is the day. The day has finally come. I can't believe it's here. Don't know how I was able to get this far, but here I am. I'm a little nervous, but excited too. Been excited for the past 2 weeks. There were several times I could have been caught, especially back in the summer of 2021. None of that matters now. I'm almost an hour plus 7 minutes away. Can't believe I'm doing this, but I'm ready. I hope my victims aren't. My only fear is if anything goes wrong. I'll do my best to prevent any of the sort. God, let my wrath take over my anxiety. It might be 10 minutes, tops. It might be 3-7. It's gonna go quick. I hope I have a high death count. Ready to die. Haha, Aiden 45. Remember me for the good things. Audrey!